The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right. Welcome back to What's Going On with Earl Ingram and my favorite segment, my favorite podcast, and I do a bushel and a peck of them, is right now happening, and that's In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, the proprietor of Wellopia in Mequon, Thanesville. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar, founder and owner of Wellopia Pharmacy. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. It's a beautiful day.
Hey, man, it's always great to see you, and my spirits are always uplifted every time I get to see you and hear you, and because I know you're bringing, you know, just great advice, and I think that's what these outlets should be about, giving information to the listening audience. So always thank you, as always, for doing what you do. So listen, you wanted to talk about what I think, what's it been now, 4 years, 3 years that Mounjaro, Wegovy, and Ozempic hit the market, and maybe a little bit longer than that. And man, it was the miracle medication, and they served so many different purposes. But I don't know, maybe they were they created just to lose weight, because they do serve different purposes. And I remember having conversations with you about some of the positive signs and things that they could do. Let's talk a little bit about, what do you call those drugs?
The GLP-1 agonists. And I want to tell you something. They have been in the market for 20 years.
Really? Really?
Yeah, but the boom. Yeah, the boom happened for the last 3 years, you know. 2005 was the first GLP-1 agonist. It was called the Byetta or exenatide. It was just for type 2 diabetes, 2005. 2010, we had the Victoza, liraglutide, for type 2 diabetes as well. So patients, diabetic patients, were taking these medications, were approved through insurance. But then in 2014, we found the Saxenda came to the market, which is liraglutide as well. And that one was weight loss for weight loss indication. The shift happened, Earl, when it was from taking it every day to taking it every week, which made it more convenient and easier to take. And then the Ozempic came 2017, that it changed everything. The semaglutide was for type 2 diabetes, side effect for weight loss. And then after that, Ozempic came something called the Rybalsus, which is oral semaglutide treated in a way to protect it to reach a bloodstream, has 1% bioavailability. Only 1% reaches the bloodstream. Also for type 2 diabetes, but many patients lost weight. And then after that, 2021, the Wegovy and then the Munjaro. Like in 2022, the new agent called the Tirzepatide came to the market, which was GLP-1 and GIP, two hormones working together to increase weight from just 10% to 15-20% in the first year of using these drugs, which is kind of unprecedented. People have been trying many different ways to lose weight and they reach a plateau. They start these medications and voila, within 2-3 months, oh, I lost 10 pounds, I lost 15 pounds, I want to continue on these medications. But here is the catch, the price. Here is the catch, we plateau. Here is the catch, I have side effects. So sometimes when you have this hype of using a medication, no one is telling the real story. But what we see now is that Ozempic, Mounjaro, semaglutide, tirzepatide, these medications are rewiring America's health. And the science have to reveal what make it worth it long term. That is the goal. Long term success, because these medications are a push to the body for the longevity, to protect your heart, to protect your memory, to protect your overall metabolism. So there is, this is the bigger story of using this medication. And after millions of people have used these medications safely, more and more doctors and practitioners and nurse practitioners, they are more liberal writing and prescribing these drugs.
You know, Dr. Omar, you talked about that they've been on the market for such a long time. So in those early stages, clearly people, they found out that they the real purpose of them was to address the diabetes that people were dealing with. They're like any many other drugs. They don't find out till later on that they serve more than one purpose, right? I mean, is that what happened
here? That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So they have been taking to lower blood sugar for patients who take oral hypoglycemic medication to lower the blood sugar, but it's not getting below a certain point. The doctor would add one of those agents and there is more better blood sugar results. So they were for type 2 diabetes. And then what happened is that patient started to lose weight. Actually, I want to tell you a sad story for one of these medications. It happened while I was working in a pharmacy 10 years ago. A patient was taking one of those drugs and was taking several other medications to lower the blood sugar. And then his blood sugar went so low that he actually had a diabetic coma. And unfortunately, he didn't make it out just because it was too much lowering his blood sugar. So that is another thing that we have to be careful with, is that to make sure of eating healthy. You have to make sure of excellent nutrition, because if your blood sugar goes too low, if you lose your muscle too fast, if you can't go to the bathroom for days because of the slow metabolism, if you have problems in your gut health, you're not able to extract the nutrients, then you're losing weight, but you're losing your muscle and you're harming your health, you know?
You know, so, you know, Dr. Omar, they when they show these things on television, the commercials, and they talk about the weight loss and those kinds of things, and then they talk a little bit about side effects, but very, very minimal. You're talking about side effects that are, you know, pretty dangerous. And so people aren't, they aren't showing any of that. They're showing how much fun people are having. They've lost all this weight and you know, doctors prescribe it. And I guess they rely on people understanding. The doctors never say, well, all those different things that you talked about, the side effects, that you have to weigh whether or not losing the weight is worth losing the other aspects of your health.
Yeah, the starting a new medication, having this conversation with the doctor gets you to the mood and phase of critical thinking. The GLP-1 commercials or medication commercials in general, they are glossy, emotional, and they are strategically designed to bypass this critical thinking. They show people the hiking, the laughing, the eating salad, the loving life again. They do not show you the GI distress, nutrition malabsorption, the rebound weight gain, gallbladder issues, muscle loss. They don't tell you about hair loss that can happen. And I, for some reason, the last 2 weeks, I had several patients come and tell me that they have been losing hair with using the GLP-1 agonists. And that is for sure a problem in the nutrition and eating correctly, because the GLP-1 agonists stop the food noise. You don't feel the urge to eat. So the challenge with this is that you forget to eat. And if you're taking GLP-1 agonist, we tell people you have to take 1.2 to 1.6 gram per kilogram per body weight. So to give you the math, 170 pound person, if they take GLP-1 agonist, that's 77 kilogram. We want to take at least 90 grams of proteins a day. Challenge with protein, Earl, is that the body does not store amino acids. You do not store the proteins. You have to take it every 8 hours to make it worth it. So if you miss breakfast because you have to go to work very quickly, you drink a coffee, you suppress the hunger, you forget about breakfast, it comes to 1, 2 p.m., you lost 30 grams of protein that you could have taken with breakfast. Do it today, do it tomorrow, do it within a year, you have lost 20-30% of your muscle mass. The strongest protecting mechanism in the body and system in the body for anti-aging. Come to someone after 45, 50, 60, 65 years of age, lose the muscle mass, you're not getting it back. So it is critical to think about it. Now I'm starting something new. The doctor has to tell me that I have to be on it for 6+ months to see results. Doctor has to tell me what's the eating habits that are going to change. Now I am going to hit the gym, not to lose weight, but to preserve my muscles. Now I'm going to eat breakfast, lunch, dinner. I will focus on what to eat right. I want to eat correctly. And if I don't eat correctly, I need to add protein. Protein shakes are not luxury. Now it's needed. I need to get some supplements. One of them is creatine to help with the muscle buildup and protection of the muscle. One of them is a very good multivitamin, not just a simple vitamin one a day or something. No, a good multivitamin to get the B vitamins, the C vitamin, the D vitamin. I have to protect my health and get the best results. Because guess what, Earl? We have families that are saving and putting a budget for over $6,000 a year to get these medications. Investment for their health, because they see the health benefits that they can get from the GLP-1 agonists. But if after 1 month I stop this medication and I gain back the weight that I lost, that's kind of a challenge, and that will make people depressed and thinking, how can I lose weight again? And you know what happens, Earl? They go back on the GLP-1 agonist and they're not losing weight anymore, because there was another problem that was not addressed, which is metabolic inflammation in the body, which is a problem in the hormones. Low testosterone for men, low estrogen and progesterone for women. So now we're talking about systems talking to each other, a phase of thinking that is different from just one aspect of I want to lose weight to I want to live healthier, longer, and smarter.
Dr. Omar, it's just no fun listening to you. You know, you talk about the fact that the issue is people want to lose weight. So they start taking this medication because they, you know, and they gain weight because not eating properly and not living their lives properly. So now you start taking the medication and now you're telling, and they start losing weight. And now you're telling me that even though they start taking the medication, you still have to start eating right.
Yes.
Because so you're at this point, inflection point, where, okay, I gained all this weight for not eating properly, for not working out and those kind of things. So I take this medication to lose that weight, and now you're coming back and telling me that, hey, you still have to go back and eat right and exercise. Well, then Doc, if I'm doing those things, I don't need the antagonist medication.
Awesome. That is a great point, Earl. But the challenge is, like, you have people who are eating right, exercising, taking the right supplement, having the foundation in, and I hit a plateau. I can't lose weight anymore. Right. Now I need help. Those are people that are primed to use these agents. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I had a consultation with a patient who is 73 years old, and she was complaining to me, first time I met her 3 months ago, from not being able to lose weight. After the review with her, I found that I need to adjust what she eats. I need to adjust the supplements that she takes. So my conversation was like, today we're going to lay the foundation. I'm not going to focus on weight loss. I'm going to focus on your strength, the core vitamins, the 7-8 hours of sleep you need every day, stress management. So 3 months later, she comes and meets with me, and I tell her, how are you doing? She tells me, I feel great, but I'm frustrated. I ask her why. She told me, because I can't lose weight. I told her, yes, I met you, and I told you we're going to put the foundation. Now we're going to work together for weight loss. I have 3 programs for weight loss. This is 1, this is 2, this is 3. We are in the right spot to lose weight, but I cannot offer you a $400 drug or medication for weight loss, for pain, for whatever, when I could give you a $0 plan to sleep more because you're not sleeping well, or to give you like something that is very cheap to help you manage the stress in your life. Because if a lion is chasing you, you're never going to reach any goal in your life. You're just running away from the lion. So we have to kind of think of it as a long-term plan. And the nice thing about these medications is that they give you hope. They mobilize fats in the body. They change the fats in the body, but they can also, you can lose fat from your face very quickly and you will have saggy skin. So I want to give you collagen if you're having this problem. So the thing is, like, I have a plan to live healthier longer. I am going to invest more time and effort. After that money, you have to think about what you're doing. And the nice thing about it, Earl, it's not that expensive of a thought, because patients are spending ridiculous amount of money gaining no results. I have a patient until now, he's picking up his Monjaro every month. He's not losing a pound. And he tells me, I am drinking this Diet Coke. I can't let it go from my life. I just love it. And I am working with him on this addiction. If he stops it, we're going to see results. So metabolic inflammation, meta-inflammation, is a German term that came, I think, more than 5 years ago. And it talks about how the body can be inflamed and food in, food out. You're not utilizing the calories correctly. And it can affect every cell of the body. But we found that if we relax the body, give enough hydration, nutrition, and just targeted supplements, and arrange family relationships, and we can do a lot of things. And that's why I tell people, you know what, I'm going to coach you for the whole year. We're going to meet every 3 months, every 6 months, having a plan that we can adjust, that we can visit, revisit. So just to make sure that we are putting things where we are. If you're losing muscle, what to do? Focus on eating breakfast. Focus on getting creatine, 5 grams a day. That's not expensive. Creatine is not expensive. If you have problem with hair loss, that's a known problem with GLP-1 agonists, because guess what? You forget to take a good multivitamin. You might be low on zinc, omega-3, B12, iron, folic acid. These can come from multivitamin. This can come from eating breakfast, because I always say breakfast. Why? If you eat breakfast before 10 a.m. in the morning, trust me, you're going to eat dinner. Because dinner is like a meal that every one of us remembers to eat, right?
Right.
Now we have a lunch, middle of the day, so I can focus on lunch. It doesn't need to be a heavy meal. But breakfast is a meal that's going to adjust the nutrition of the body. So I'm not asking people to do revolutionary change, but every couple of weeks, focus on one thing. And now you're 55, you're 65, you're 75. I want to be in 5 years and 10 years living healthy. And maybe this shot that I take, maybe this pill that I take that gives me hope is opening a door to tell me you can do it. You can reach your goals, but this is just like the rabbit hole. But then there is Wonderland. Let's get there and let's figure out the optimum health.
You know, Dr. Omar, you make so much sense. When you speak, and clearly it's based on knowledge and information that you've been able to compile, not just something off the top of your head. And so say you've got a person with diabetes, and one of the reasons that the person's taking the antagonist drugs is because of the diabetes that they're dealing with. And you go back to all of those things, and at the root of all of them, again, is proper sleep, proper diet, no stress. And you can turn back to the type 2 diabetes. So you don't need to take the antagonist drug. You can, because you won't be gaining the weight that brings on diabetes. I mean, it's all interconnected. Yes, Is it safe to say that?
Exactly. It's safe to say that. And you can reverse diabetes. Type 2 diabetes can be reversed. And a lot of functional medicine doctors and nutritionists work with patients to change insulin resistance by living healthy, eating healthy, decreasing stress, sleeping more, and just kind of hydration and some targeted medications and supplements. We can reverse these effects of the long-lasting health, chronic health conditions that strain the health systems. I have patients that take 4 or 5 different medications. 2 or 3 of them are brand names, costing insurance plans, maybe $2,000 every month. What if this patient lost weight? What will happen? They will have better blood sugar control, lower blood pressure, going to sleep better. If there is sleep apnea, it's going to decrease. It can actually go away. So losing weight is a wonderful goal. And I wish if the healthcare system would provide payments to sauna, to kind of yoga. I have a patient that I was talking to, and she was telling me I can't go to a gym because it's very expensive. I asked her how expensive it is. She told me it's like maybe $55 or $65 a month. I asked her, but you just paid in the pharmacy $400 for your supplements. She told me I am on limited income and I have to prioritize. But if I'm thinking clearly here, I would tell you prioritize going to the gym, decrease those supplements, work with nutrition, and we can figure out a better plan on any budget. And that's what I do best. And I encourage patients, if you're struggling with prioritizing your health and you're overwhelmed with that too much information that comes from everywhere at Wiltopia, not just me. I mean, I am one of many pharmacists over the country that focus on functional medicine and combining between the Western medicine and the Eastern medicine to try to find the best combination of things. We want people to get better, and I'm not against drugs. I'm not against herbals, but I want people to understand that there is science involved and there is emotions involved and there is communication face to face. ChatGPT is not going to tell you everything. And at the same time, Amazon and the platforms that promote certain supplements, when you go to a department store, no one is talking to you about what's on the shelves. The shelves are talking to you,
right?
And you're grabbing something that is kind of flashy information, but you want to be strategic. You want to have a plan. And I have many highly educated clients that come with a bag full of stuff and they kind of forgot what is for what. Sometimes I take this, sometimes I take that. And when we start to put brain power behind our plans, we can reach awesome goals. tools, but it can be complicated, and we simplify that error.
You know, Dr. Omar, part of it, I guess, is people think when they come, you can turn on a switch and undo what we've done in 50 years of living or 60 years of living. And so we come to you and we expect this, boom, that switch goes on, you're going to do that, and it's going to all change overnight. And maybe they get frustrated because it doesn't change overnight. But what you're saying is, for the long haul, people shouldn't expect to see these major changes after coming to you and listening to you in a week or two.
So what happens usually in 2 weeks, usually with what we start, patients start to feel results in 2 weeks. But it takes 90 to 120 days for body cells to respond, to see longer lasting results. So when we have a strategic plan, that's where you have, if you're starting a new supplement, you take it as if you're taking a medication for 3 to 4 months to see results, and then you assess and see if it's helping you or not. So not everything that you see on the internet is going to help you, just because the FDA does not look at all of these supplement companies, and you need guidance. And that's why we say professional grade supplements, supplements that are treated same way as medication, so we can get better results. And I have actually a 9-point plan for patients on GLP-1 agonist, just kind of ideas that can help support most people who are on these medications, just to simplify things and make it easy and simple, prioritizing them. So do you want me to tell this plan?
Yes, sir.
All right. First thing, protein rule. Aim for more than 1.2 grams of protein per kilogram per body weight. So aim for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and prioritize protein. Doesn't need to be meat, but think of plant-based protein. Think of eggs. Just invest 10 minutes for breakfast every day. Number two, creatine. 5 grams a day. Creatine supports muscle retention and strength. It aids glucose management. It's cheap as well. It's a powder, and you take this every day. And you can get it also as capsules. And it's really cheap. It's not expensive supplement. Number three, omega-3 fights inflammation and boosts the mood, hair and skin health. Patients who come and say, I'm losing my hair on GLP-1 agonist, because metabolism is smarter now, and the metabolism doesn't have enough omega-3, enough zinc, enough of the folic acid. And that's the fourth point. Take Active Life multivitamin, my multivitamin, or any other great multivitamin, one capsule every day. All right. Number five, magnesium. Many doctors do not measure the magnesium in the cells. And if it's low, it will affect a feeling of constipation. It will affect the nerves. So magnesium glycinate, for instance, is going to help calm the nerve, improve the sleep. We have a form of magnesium called MagnaKind, which is very kind on the gut. But magnesium is a wonderful supplement that's not very expensive, and many companies do it very well, and it would help to kind of sleep better. It will help with GI relief. Number six, gut support. Think of taking probiotics 6 months in the year, and take high quality probiotics. Think of Megaspore Biotic. We have Wellbiotics Select, a good probiotics with Bifido, a lactobacillus, or a spore-based probiotic. Regardless, take it 6 months in the year. And then for the hair and skin and collagen, and guess what? Patients come, and this is the only thing that they ask for. I feel my skin is saggy. How about your body? You're losing muscle. Think of that first. So this is number seven in my priority list. And for that, I would tell patients to take collagen peptides. Think of silica, MSM, biotin-free formula to avoid lab interference. So it can get a little complex, and that's why we choose brands for patients. Number eight, and think of that herb, because many patients are not talking about that. But I had my technician tell me, Omar, I have this patient on GLP-1 agonist, and I'm realizing that he's more of a feminine voice after starting this medication for several months. And guess what? Research are showing that the GLP-1 agonist can affect the libido, and the hormone support can decrease free testosterone due to lack of nutrition and lack of muscles. So monitor the free testosterone. Think of DHEA, monitor it. Think of the multivitamin if needed, because that is important. And then to put things together, think of compliance packaging, think of easy ways, and ask the pharmacy to write the instructions of how to take what you take on a bottle. And finally, and this is something I want to add as a bonus, think of investing in a sauna and use it 4 to 7 times in a week. It will help with stress, better sleep, better cardiovascular health benefits. We can talk about it at a different time, but utilizing a hot sauna is excellent for health benefits. And we are on the right path.
So Dr. Omar, for people who are listening and maybe for the first time, how can they get in touch with you?
You can always go to willtopiarx.com, send me a message, or call me at 262-429-9429. Leave me a message or talk to me. I am in the pharmacy at least 5 times a week.
You know, Dr. Omar, you really bring life-changing information to people, and I'll tell people that I just straight up, you're a person who's changed my life by me following a lot of the things that you say. I take those different supplements. You were just running off supplements. I'm taking a lot of those supplements, and it's certainly changed my life. And so people need to know, when they hear supplements, for those who don't know, what is a supplement?
It's something that comes from the soil, from a tree, something naturally that is not changed. And you just put it in a capsule or a liquid, and then you take it. But this is where medications have started. But the difference is that medications are kind of supplements that they change something and add a molecule here, a carbon there, and then they make it synthesized as a medication. So think of supplements same way you said, think of medications. The only difference is that many more companies can make supplements, and there is not enough oversight on how they are being made.
So once again, how can people get in touch with you?
And give us a call at 262-429-9429, or go to willtopiarx.com and send me a message.
My friend, it's always too short. Until I see you the next time, kiss the babies and the wife, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
I'll see you shortly.
You see it all the time.
All right. You've been in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. See you guys later.